how it's going to end? Don't know. Seems like it's about 50-50. I don't understand how this crisis in Ukraine is going to have a happy ending or a satisfactory ending. I don't see it. I don't hear one word talking about some way to remediate this. It's just not going to happen. I think it's headed to one conclusion, and it's a boom, or many of them. So we will see. Now, there are a lot of things we're going to talk about this hour. Not any giant revelations per se, but let me just say this after I say howdy, partner. Welcome back.
Hello.
You sound so happy. All right. I want just to go over this again for all of you out there. We are not perfect. I would honestly and humbly submit that in light of the alt news world and all of the sages and gurus who are out there spewing hydrogel, self-assembling, nanobots, there's a whole long list of these words, and quoting La Quinta Columna and others. The alt news world is tragically contaminated with lies and intellectual deceit and filth. These people, for the most part, are in it for their egos. They're in it for money. They have these huge superstores. Many of them will pick their own poison in terms of lies, and they'll push that. They all try to stay hot, so they'll be invited to the circuit, the appearance schedule, and they are just not the people you want to listen to. What we do here and what we've done for a long time is put out as much reality as we can come up with. We're both very realistic. We don't stretch. We don't jump on the basis of what somebody says. Well, somebody said da-da-da-da-da, and right away it has legs and it's the truth. That's not how it works. There are many, many things out there that are terribly amiss. And people yet to this day do not understand that shedding may be the big punchline in this whole horror. After the mass deaths that are obviously percolating and they're happening. But shedding is the way they're going to clean up that 20% who refuse to take the injections. That's what you have to always keep in mind when you're out. You really need to protect yourself. You should minimize your contact. Do not go to events, conferences, major sporting events where you're shoulder to shoulder, cheek by jowl with tens of thousands of people. You don't want to do that. It's not healthy for you. Sorry, but that's the truth. I'm not going to mince words here. Some of these people, they were launched early on, and I have a fairly good eye for people who, if not directly employed by the deep state, we'll just use the deep state term for convenience, they certainly are working on an understanding with the deep state, so they're left alone. They're given things, some of them, not all of them, some of them that they need to do, but many of them will pick up this hydrogel, graphene oxide, self-assembling crap, and just keep pushing it. Now we got snake venom, snail venom, spider venom, venom. It's all venom all the time. No, it's not. Yes, there are several peptides that are reflective of an original form of venom. They're part of it. But that's not what we're talking about here. These people are talking about venom. It goes back to that ludicrous, turn on your kitchen tap and king cobra venom will come right out in the water. Please, how crazy does it have to get before people will figure out that they're being conned, hustled, stripped of their money? And all of these people, these saviors, I won't mention any particular names now. You know who they are. They have these big supplement superstore businesses, huge businesses. How did that happen? You didn't put that together in 5 minutes on a weekend. This is a big undertaking. These are very big platforms for selling supplements. They are profiting Oh, they'll say we're helping people. They are profiting on people who are terribly and grievously sick and injured, and nobody is ultimately getting better. Some of these supplements can give symptomatic relief. We've talked about this for a long time. There are no cures. Once you've been genetically screwed by these injections, you are in trouble. And sooner or later, if you got a real shot, you're going to have things to deal with. I'll leave it at that.
No, well said. Yeah, people really, I don't know how to, what more advice to give to people. We're constantly having to battle some of the most ludicrous narratives, even though there's nothing to back them up. I don't know what's so difficult to understand about how the virus works and what the protein of the virus is doing to people. I mean, we've known that almost from the beginning, that it is a vascular disease that's characterized by coagulopathy or disorder in clotting. Blood vessels are being destroyed, and by virtue of that, organs and tissues are being deprived of an oxygen supply. And that's the, you know, the basic pathology. I don't know that there's really anything that I've come across that's effective in preventing that damage from the exposure. I mean, maybe you can mitigate it to some degree.
Maybe.
But the endothelial lining is very, very delicate, and when that scars, what replaces it is scar tissue. I mean, when it's damaged, when it's inflamed. And that's why I shudder when I hear people doing these oxidative therapies, MMS, CDS. I mean, you are introducing chlorine into your bloodstream with the intent of neutralizing pathogens or neutralizing the spike. But what else are you damaging in the process? And we've known for a number of years now, ever since they began chlorinating the water supply, that chlorination is associated with an increase in cardiovascular disease because of the damage that's done to the endothelial lining, the lining of your blood vessels, and increases in cancer. And I, you know, touting this as a universal antidote is the most absurd thing when you're talking about a disease that is characterized by oxidative stress.
Now,
so I'll just leave it at that. Yeah, I just,
right.
You know, and it occurred to me, I mean, I got into a discussion earlier, or last week sometime, on this, and it occurred to me that people don't even know what they are taking or why they are taking it.
No, they're taking it on a third-hand statement from somebody that, well, this works, or somebody puts a video out claiming it works. What is
right.
it? Where's the science? Where's the science? Real science. There's none. There is none. Oxidative stress. Okay. Oxygen is the key to life. We can't live without oxygen, obviously. But too much oxygen, or oxygen in the wrong format, can go into the body and do a lot of damage. That's oxidative stress on the body. It's oxidative damage to the body. And when we talk about endothelial cells, we're talking about all the cells in all the blood vessels of the body. And usually they're one cell thick. So when the spike goes in there and wreaks havoc on the endothelial tissues inside the blood vessels, those blood vessels actually slough off those dead and damaged cells. They dump them and hope to rebuild.
Yeah, the immune system attacks them. I mean, you know, the spike will attach to the ACE2 receptors on these cells and attack them. It sees it as a foreign entity, foreign molecule that doesn't belong in the body, and it will attack those cells. And so you have dead endothelial cells that the immune system has to deal with, the kidneys have to deal with to flush them out. It's a disaster. It's an utter disaster. If MMS is the biggest tool in somebody's toolkit, run the other way. That means they're not thinking about what this pathology is or how to
address
it.
They don't understand what it is. They don't know
what
they're dealing with.
They don't.
No, they do not.
And, you know, oxygen was really, at the end of the day, what was killing people that were put on ventilators or early on in this disease. Because it was not really, at the end of the day, a respiratory illness.
No.
It had gone beyond the lungs and into the bloodstream, and it was affecting the blood's ability to carry oxygen. So these people were dying from, well, acute hyperoxic lung injury, really, oxygen toxicity. Oxygen is a double-edged sword. I mean, you need it, but it has to be managed.
Yep. Underneath our names and guests, Erica found a story, coronaries, cholesterol, and chlorine. It's a good one, worth reading. What's in that briefly?
This was a book that was written, actually, this is a reprint that we've got here, but the original one was written in the 1960s, and it's on the history of water purification through the use of chlorine, and how, coincidentally, the rates of cardiovascular disease rose in lockstep with the advent of chlorination of drinking water.
Wow, how interesting. What about swimming pools? Is there a tag there somehow?
Yeah, I mean, chlorine is a very reactive molecule.
Yeah.
Very reactive molecule. And drinking it is going to have an impact on your microbiome, particularly if you're one of these people drinking it every hour. say hello to Candida. These therapies have their place, but they should not be used indiscriminately. And I would say a disease that is characterized by oxidative stress, severe oxidative stress, where it is so severe that you are depleting your body's ability to recycle its own antioxidants, it's a disaster, absolute disaster. And the same goes for hydrogen peroxide, ozone. They have their place, but they've got to be used very, very judiciously in this disease.
I hope you take all this very seriously and do your own research. We're not ever going to be stampeded in one direction or another. We take our time. Erica knows all about this. She knows far more than she ever lets on during these programs. She's brilliant. And this is one of those situations where CDS, MMS, people are stampeding. They're being driven by fear and desperation, right? That's true, or injury, and they're looking for the ultimate cure, the antidote.
A simple answer.
One capsule, one bottle, whatever, they want a simple answer. It's just how people have been taught to react, simple answers. Read about it. Do your research, okay? We're not saying don't. We're saying, if you do so with knowledge aforehand. Don't figure it out later, right? Because you may not be happy with what you figure out.
And I would be also cautious with the hydrogen peroxide that's being pushed now, especially in, again, a condition that's characterized by high levels of oxidative stress already, but also the presence of free iron. Now, when iron and hydrogen peroxide come together, you will generate the most dangerous free radical of all, the hydroxyl radical, and that does tremendous damage in the body, tremendous.
And let's remind people how iron ends up free and unassociated with any cell in the body. How does iron get stripped off of heme? The shots?
Well, it's hypochlorous acid. Hypochlorous acid will do it, but the spike distorts the red blood cell so that the hemoglobin isn't shaped properly to carry the oxygen. It may dissociate at that point.
So you don't want free iron. You had something the other day you told me. There was I guess it's almost sold out, iron supplements?
Where
was that?
Well,
I don't remember.
Yes, I had a credit to redeem for somebody online it was an online pharmacy thing. It's part of their insurance. And so they had a credit, and I was going through the selection of things to buy, and I got to a section on iron supplement. I guess it was just vitamins. and scrolling, and you notice things that are sold out, and then you kind of gives you an idea of what the trend is. What are people buying that's wiping out the supply? Got to the iron, and it was all sold out. So we know right now.
That's staggering to me. I'm shocked.
People are reaching for the iron because they're anemic. But what they don't understand is they're not deficient in iron. They've got a problem with inflammation, so their body is sequestering whatever iron they take and not letting more in. And then they may be having issues with B12, which is also needed to create red blood cells and a whole raft of other things. It's a very, very complicated situation that will not be remedied by taking iron or having iron infusions.
No.
Not long term. I will say iron infusions make people feel good for a week, 2 weeks maybe. But ultimately, in this condition, they do not work because it's not an issue of iron deficiency unless they're bleeding.
Now, let's say a woman has reproductive problems and she is bleeding a lot, constantly. In that case, would some prudent use of iron be suggestible? Or is that just something that shouldn't even be talked about even then?
No, probably. That's the one case where it would probably be warranted. But you would still want to look at your labs, have a full iron panel done to determine if iron is really a problem, deficiency of iron.
You may not be that deficient. You might not.
I did read one account where, this woman was having those types of issues, and it turned out she was not iron deficient.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if, the labs were not interpreted properly, but I did find that odd. But she said, no, it was not an issue of iron deficiency.
To take your example and run with it a little further, people who are taking iron supplements, how many of them have had a simple iron panel done on their blood to see what their levels are? None.
A lot of times they're just looking at hemoglobin levels and whether they're high or low and then addressing it from there. And then that's only a very partial picture.
Okay. So we are immersed in a world of people who are self-styled experts. Some of them have a little piece of the big picture. Some of them have no piece at all. They're just idiots. No names. Some of them have a couple good ideas. Now, if you're feeling lethargic, you don't have much energy. That's a common, rather tragic situation. It doesn't have to be chronic fatigue. Anyway, a lot of causes. So if you take a jolt of oxygen, what's going to happen?
You're
going to feel better.
Yeah.
Yes. Within minutes. And you think, I'm getting better. No, it's just like what they used to do with Biden before it quit working. They'd shoot him up with some amphetamines, some speed, and he'd be competent. It's not working so well anymore now. But oxygen is fuel for your tank. There's nobody arguing that. But you've got to manage it so carefully, and you don't want to be... With the range of injuries from these horrible bioweapon injections and the damage to the body and the whole blood system, up from the fluid to the actual veins and arteries that carry it and deliver it. This is not something you want to mess with. It isn't.
No, and it's not really addressing the problem. I think you're just going to add to the problem by creating more oxidative stress, doing more damage to the endothelium. And not only do you have a problem with the red blood cells carrying the oxygen, you also have a perfusion problem when the endothelium is damaged and cannot respond to the signals to expand or contract,
right?
And then deliver the oxygen. You're going to have arteries, veins, arteries made of cement. They'll all be scarred up.
Right.
That's what's happening.
It's sad, very sad. The whole thing.
If you want to add to the problem, dump some chlorine in the body.
It's not good. I mean, feel better, but what are you doing to yourself? You're contributing to the same thing that's creating many of the injury states that you're suffering from.
Yes.
All right. So, all right, when you're looking at the alt news world, everyone's got their favorite oracle, their favorite, I trust that person, or I trust her, or I trust him, and but he always put out good information. Well, yes, they will put out good information. Otherwise, they would have no credentials for credibility at all, none. So they'll put out some truth. And what's the big deal now? There's no problem, because it's game over. They've injected almost 7 billion people. They don't care if the truth is out there now. The Pfizer documents are out. They're letting more people know that, yeah, this was a weapon, not a good thing. It's just sad. Some of these authorities out there who are pushing, and I should mention this because everybody who's paying attention is going to see this. Dr. Lee Merritt is pushing MMS-CDS as being God's gift. And I don't know how many people are going to end up being hurt by this. I have no idea. But I can tell you from what we've said tonight, that's just a brief overview of the situation, the circumstances. This is not something you want to do. And for these people to be pushing things like this, they know that the people are going to feel better. They know that. Feel better? Must be better. It's not how it works, unfortunately. So, yeah, get your oxygen the old-fashioned way, breathing, and hope that
your blood
cells
I would bring
are
up,
still
you
functional.
Know, there are molecular hydrogen is a very good supplement to battle the oxidative stress that's happening. I don't hear any of these docs talking about
never
that.
Never once. Never once. Nope. Not once.
Iodine instead of chlorine is a much better antiseptic. I mean, your body actually needs that. Your thyroid needs that. You don't want chlorine in the thyroid.
No.
You want iodine.
I take an iodine supplement every day. I was the Iodorol. That's one of them. There are a lot of them out there.
Yeah, potassium iodide. Yeah. Most Americans are deficient in iodine.
And magnesium.
Yep, magnesium too.
Okay. Well, again, while you're following your gurus, think about the science. And do remember that a patent is not science. Don't forget that. Madam X is up there. I've got the patent. I've got a patent. I've got three patents. It doesn't mean anything. Do you have the science, the hard science, multiple peer-reviewed papers? Then I'll listen. Patents, just an idea that's been copyrighted.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it works. So
that's right.
In fact, the usual rule of thumb in the alt media celebrity world of COVID vaccine experts start out. Usually they come out of kind of nowhere and all of a sudden they're being passed around and they do put out good information in the beginning. That's just a general rule of thumb as to how to establish street credibility in the general field of knowledge and pursuit thereof. So these people are going to show up with generally good ideas, interesting information, and then they'll begin to veer off later on to misdirect as many of the sheeple as they can collect and push them off into a corner, a cul-de-sac, where they'll sit and go round and around and end up learning nothing. We've spent some time in the past talking about La Quinta Columna. They continue to do things that are almost antithetical to the science that we know. And believe me, we've spent a lot of time on this, Erica, every day. La Quinta Columna is not at the top of the list to be followed, trusted, respected, inspired by. I find them personally, I'm not speaking for Erica right now, I find them personally to be very suspect. I wouldn't be at all surprised, I can't prove it, if they were not connected to some intel, community, agency, authority, somewhere, and they're playing a role in this massive effort to lead the sheep here, lead the sheep there. They're pushing now again. Here's the headline for the latest. The Secret Sauce Exposed, double exclamation mark, reduced and functionalized graphene oxide nanotech hydrogel, double exclamation point. Well, they left out self-assembling. So there's one. You want to follow that? Have fun. There is no graphene oxide in this. It's not an issue. All right? It's not. Ryan Cole
is
not a slouch.
That is a total massive distraction.
Misdirection. And when you see the word nanotech, most all of these people are looking at what they call nanotechnological structures in blood samples with a light microscope, maybe 100x, maybe. You can't see nanotechnology there. You can't see it. It's too small. Now, if it ultimately produces some big item, you might be able to see it. But tell our listeners again how small nanotechnology is.
You cannot even begin to see nano until you get to about 20,000 magnification.
Not 100.
20,000. Yeah. And a lot of times, you know, you really won't see it. You have to, at least in biological systems, you infer its presence by measuring indirectly responses, cellular responses. This is nothing but a charade with these people.
And they have a willing, if not eager, audience. They want to be led.
Sure
they want
do.
To be told. And I understand that. It's human nature. People are scared. They're confused. I get it. And unfortunately, they will not have the opportunity, most of them, to hear the kind of information that we try to assemble and present to share with all of you. They just don't. They're hung up on the big platforms with the big names and the glitz and the pomp and the circumstance and all that. And above all, the ego. Lots and lots of ego there. Believe it. Here's another La Quinta columna. Now, we've spent time on this. The Mac Bluetooth thing. It's entitled The Mac Bluetooth Phenomenon in People. Great detailed explanation video here. Click here. The last time we looked at Mac Bluetooth, this one researcher went out, could find nothing anywhere. What was that? You remember that? I forget who it was. Somebody
vaguely.
Somebody went to a graveyard. He went to all these places. So if it's there, everyone should be seeing it.
Well, the other thing is, just like with the magnetic issue, people were magnetic long before.
Oh, they were using it in circus sideshows, freak shows.
Yes. Yeah. And we have people that are unvaxxed that are showing these addresses, supposedly.
Now, anyhow, the bottom line is really be careful. And somewhere there are people who are laughing at the whole alt-news world and how it's been so co-opted with phonies, hustlers, hucksters, created opposition platforms, you name it. Now, there's some really good people working in this field, but it's hard to discern who they are. It's just there's too much noise out there. And on top of all that, these bioweapon injections have so many different ways of creating deficiencies in the body and issues of disability, injury, malfunctioning systems that did horrible. So it is one massive confusion for people. And I don't begrudge anyone who wants to explore, but don't jump on something and embrace it as if it's some divine intervention. It's not. We're not seeing that. We would tell you if we're seeing it. We're not seeing it. Not seeing it. How many people have reported negative MMS CDS results? That used to be something we'd hear about. I don't know if they're still talking about it.
Oh, yeah. I had one just yesterday. This was a vax-injured person that was desperate enough. She had myocarditis, still does, I guess, but jumped on the MMS bandwagon because, you know, when you're in pain, you'll try anything, right?
Well, absolutely, yeah.
but her experience with it was that it was horrible, basically, really messed her up. Her belief at the time was that it was oxidizing metals, and that's quite possible, particularly the iron.
We are not dream stealing, okay? No one would be happier than we would if something were found that universally or generally, not even universally, generally would make people literally physically recover or get better from the damage that these shots do 25 hours a day.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yep.
And we would be the first to tell you.
I mean, there's no quick fix. People were already medically complicated, I would say. Many people were medically complicated dealing with various issues before all this. And now, you know, you put this type of poisoning on top of it, there's not going to be a quick fix. Particularly since we don't know the full extent of what types of things are being coded in these shots. At the very least, there's poisonous proteins being produced by these people who have been injected.
Yeah.
There's synthetic mRNA that's being shed. And there may be bacterial metabolites that are noxious and having adverse effects on people.
Ay, ay, ay. Okay. Enough said there. I'm going to just step aside for just a minute. Those of you who are watching reasonably carefully the NATO-US-Ukraine war against Russia, you need to stay up on that. It's a very important subject, and it's getting worse all the time. I've got to see if I can find my... let me see here. Oh, Richard Hirschman's fighting back on Twitter. He's saying now, I never claim to be a doctor or a scientist. I am an embalmer. I've been only sounding an alarm about what I'm seeing. I can only say that this is not normal. In the 20 years prior to 2021, I have never seen anything like this. Something is causing this, and I see it often. So people have apparently been criticizing Richard Hirschman as well. All right,
wow.
Let me go. I'm going to go jump into this Carrie Moudé thing next. Let me do that. Carrie Moudé is sort of poised to make a comeback, a return to the limelight. All right, she had stepped back for quite a few months after that plane crash, which still to this day has me scratching my head as to the inconsistencies. And I don't know if you remember, but we called down there to the actual location, the area of the crash, and we spoke to a woman who worked in a winery down there. I can't remember her name.
Remember,
doesn't
yeah.
matter. And we got the inside story about that. And there were a lot of inconsistencies with that plane crash. Leave it at that, okay? Now, Dr. Moudé has stepped back and is, lined up now to appear with the other four of that group of doctors called the Five Docs. And they're putting on some kind of an event. And I just now got it. I can look it up and tell you more about it. I got to do is get my cursor to work. I just got it. Thank you, Kelly. She's still looking for it. Okay. Do you ever get emails, friends, and you go looking for them and they're gone? Yes, you do. And then you go look in your sent folder because you answered that email and that's gone too? Yes. Okay. That happens. Let's see here. I'm going to carriemadeg.com. That's M-A-D-E-G. Join my list. No, thanks. 1 week left to register. The Five Docs Bootcamp. Hurry. Registration closes Saturday, July 1st. Looks like it closed. For Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's exclusive 5 Docs Boot Camp, featuring your favorite doctors from Critically Thinking with the 5 Docs, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Larry Pilevsky, Dr. Lee Merritt, Dr. Christian Northrup, and Dr. Carrie Madej. The 5 Docs will arm you with the tools and talents you need to become the CEO of your health. You will feel confident, educated, articulate, and empowered to implement your new learned skills immediately. Now is the time to take your power back. So you can register and see what happens when I click on register here. I want to see where this... It sounds like it's a hands-on appearance event, the 5 Docs Summer Boot Camp. How do you have a boot camp in a virtual sense? Exclusive 6-week boot camp schedule is. Aha!
Yeah, that sounds like it's online.
It does, doesn't it? Dr. Lee Merritt, first week. Dr. Carrie Madej, second week. Pilevsky, Northrup, and then week 5, Tenpenny. All 5 doctors present a roundtable discussion live with student questions. Okay, so it's a virtual get-together that lasts 6 weeks. All right, so what we've done here is given you a little information about what's... this is going to be a relaunch, obviously, to a degree of Dr. Madej. Now, she's had some problems that have kept her on the sideline for quite some time. And let me find Richie. I'm going to play this. Tell us about Richie here just briefly while I pull this up. It vanished again.
Well, many people, particularly in this audience, probably know Richie from Boston. He had some run-ins. Well, I wouldn't say run-ins, but some interactions with Carrie Madej, particularly early on in the scamdemic. They seemed to be on the same side. And then... apparently, she revealed a side of herself that let him know she wasn't really who she was pretending to be. Let's put it that way. And then word got out. And at some point last year, someone contacted him. Someone from, it was Israeli News Live, who wanted to tell Richie what they had experienced with Carrie Madej, and it was a little bit unsettling, disturbing.
Right.
But he reads the letter. This is in a broadcast that he did on November 7, 2022, so some number of months ago now, but I filed it away mentally, and I know there have been other people who have seen a different side of Carrie Madej. So it's just be aware. I mean, she seems well intentioned.
But there's an issue here, and we'll never know what it is.
Just reserve judgment,
There's an issue. Hold back. Here's now Richie has a very strong and loyal following. He's been online for quite a while.
Oh yeah,
that's 10 minutes exactly. Wasn't that it?
Right around there, he gets into it. He would have a much, much bigger following if he wasn't shadow banned. They make it difficult to find him, which makes, that lends to his credibility.
Exactly. All right, here's Richie talking about one of the more controversial figures in the alt news COVID world.
And then all of a sudden, at the same time, your YouTube channel stops, Instagram stops, Twitter stops. You see what I'm saying? Shadow ban. You know it. I know it. It is what it is. At any rate. One last thing I want to share with you right here, because I got a lot of grief for this, because people think that I'm just an angry dude that backstabs everybody. Let's read this little letter that I just got. Dear Richie, I don't know if you remember who I am, so I'll simply start at the beginning. I'm the guy who contacted you a while ago, earlier this year, about Dr. Carrie Madej. I'm comfortable with revealing my identity and my identity at this point as well. I understand that my mother and stepfather are people who you don't like from what I've heard, but nonetheless, I feel this information that I'm in my mother who is helping me write this presenting to you will make you look past whatever differences there may be. He's talking about Israeli News Live. My name is Ethan Suto, and I'm the son of Jana Setubo. You probably professionally know her as Jana Benoon. Professionally, because they're professionals. That was my problem with so many YouTubers. Do you get it now? Professionally, I'm Richie from Boston. You know why I'm Richie from Boston? My name's Richie Comito. I'm from Boston, Massachusetts. I'm from Lynn, Massachusetts specifically, but YouTube started calling me Richie from Boston. I didn't. But it's not professional. It was making videos pointing out the nonstop, never-ending spraying in the skies. I couldn't understand why people didn't see it. It didn't make any sense to me. I started making videos, and here we are. At any rate, I should first start off by saying that, if I recall, someone by the name of Dr. Eli English contacted you and talked to you about what I'm going to write about, and even told you that the anonymous guy who contacted you about this subject, me, was legit, and I am. My mother is the one, though, who has urged me to write to you about this, and she herself would really like to talk to you about this. To get straight to the point, Carrie Medej is someone who has affected my life and my family's life in a profoundly negative way. At this moment, legal action is in the works regarding the subject, so I don't want to disclose too much. So I'll give a brief summary on what happened. I'm going to be rather blunt about it. Carrie Medej was someone who was an acquaintance of my mother and stepdad. She had been on INL, Israeli News Live, in 2021 to discuss topics relating to COVID hoax and COVID vaccine. However, as my mother began to notice troubling behaviors in Carrie that were pointing towards actual narcissism, psychopathy, she and my stepfather distanced Carrie from the family. However, in December of 21, the entire family got very sick with a strange flu-like illness, and out of desperation, my mother accepted Carrie's offer to come out and help the family, as she was a doctor. And nobody thought she would do anything wrong or illegal. To put it bluntly, Carrie ended up administering a treatment that ended up causing the slow, painful death of my grandfather. The treatment in question being injected 21 milligrams of hydrogen peroxide into my mother, my stepfather, and my grandfather's veins. It was more severe with my grandfather as he suffered at the time stage 4 kidney failure, not CKD. It was acute, but still. She also administered at this time only to my grandfather a very strong peroxide formula in a nebulizer which chemically burnt his throat, mouth, lungs, and epithelium. After she administered this treatment, the nebulizer, without the agreement of anyone, she quickly left our home, and when my mother was frantically calling her to come back as my grandfather was essentially dying after her treatment and was unable to eat and drink, she completely refused to come back with excuses that she needs to film videos, take a detox bath, and that my mother was supposedly to return to God. Not sure why she said that. The bottom line is the doctor refused to come back to the patient, knowing that the patient was dying from her treatment, and she abandoned him completely. There are so many details as to what happened. There's a lot to the story, and I personally am going to write up more, but I find it difficult to write about it. Upon our investigation after the death of my grandfather, we consulted many physicians about the formula of peroxide, 21 milliliters in a vein, and we found out that it was basically a lethal injection that was never used in any patient before in history, nor found in any medical literature. And I have the entire text history between me and Dr. Medej. Me, Mike Decker, and Dr. Medej knows what they said. I told you what I told you about this woman for a reason. People didn't believe it. Now here's Israeli News Live relatives sending me emails explaining what I was trying to tell you without saying it all. Both me and my mother have been deeply affected by what happened. I personally have trouble discussing the situation, and I am still in a form of disbelief over what happened, so excuse me if my explanation isn't the best, which is why I would want you in touch with my mom, because her trauma is the other way around compared to mine, in a way that she's much more open and vocal. In the months following my grandfather's death, I would get up to 3 to 6 panic attacks a day, and the anxiety from what happened always lurks in the background of my mind. My obsessive compulsive disorder, which was manageable in my life, turned into full-blown severe OCD to the point it's been disabling to me and affecting the lives of others around me. My mother, on the other hand, developed severe post-traumatic stress disorder, and the life of the entire family has been dramatically changed ever since my grandfather's death. I would politely request, if this interests you, you find a way to reach out, even if it's via Zoom or Discord or something, to discuss more in depth before you go public about it, though I am writing this with the knowledge that it might be shared publicly. It is. Once again, I would really want us to get in touch. Please understand, Dr. Madej caused the death of my grandfather and almost caused the death of my mother. Now do you understand why certain people that I've had on, I've had to come back out and say I was completely wrong. They're a plant. They're here for the wrong reasons. They're not here for what you think they are. I got duped. You got duped. It's my responsibility to tell you if I inadvertently had somebody on that I thought had knowledge that was helpful when in fact they weren't. Do you see what I'm saying now? Does it make sense now? Like they said right here, I know that you don't are people who you don't like. My mother and stepfather are people, well, yeah, because they're professionals. I don't appreciate people that are professionals that claim they know the truth, but then push things like the mainstream media. A meteoroid is coming and it's going to kill us all. We live on a fixed, immovable earth that God created. There's no meteor coming unless God tells us it's coming. Period. At any rate, Richie from Boston. I'm out.
Okay,
hey, what's up,
now,
guys? It's Richie from Boston.
Hold on. All right. First of all, that's a letter from the family who lost someone. Their claims are clear. And in the sense of fair play and equal time, Dr. Madej is more than welcome to come on here and respond to that letter in the same amount of time we just presented it. That's what journalism is all about. I think that does answer a lot of you who would say, well, what happened to Dr. Madej? Where did she go? She was dealing with this issue. She had the plane crash, which has its own issues, and now she's got this family who is clearly or was going after her. Lee, I don't know if there's been a settlement. I have no idea. But this was a big story that very few people were aware of. And so it seems like something may have happened. I don't know. To settle this issue to some degree, and she's coming back. So the point is, be real careful out there, all right? There are a lot of people out there who think they have the answer, like MMS, CDS, okay? Hydrogen peroxide,
well, and here we have.
Intravenously is, go ahead.
Again, you know, an oxidative therapy in the form of hydrogen peroxide being injected and then inhaled, and you know, the younger people did okay. The grandfather was clearly further along in this illness, which I'll say it again, is characterized by severe oxidative stress. That was not the right treatment for him, and I don't think that Carrie Madej intended to kill these people. I just don't think she was qualified to be treating them. I mean, she obviously didn't have enough of an understanding of the disease. Oxygen can be deadly. And certainly, you know, in older people, their antioxidant reserves, their ability to recycle their own innate antioxidants, glutathione, catalase, SOD, they're not up to the task. So what can be beneficial or mildly stimulating for somebody that has the antioxidant capacity to rally to that stress, okay, you know, everything gets upregulated. The cell gets a strengthening effect from this mild stressor. But for older people, it's enough to put them over the edge.
Well, I had all, as an observer here, I'd always wondered what happened to Dr. Madej, where she went. Now we understand she had issues to deal with after the plane crash, apparently. I'm not quite sure of the timing, but I think it was after. Maybe before. Don't know. At any rate, there you go. Just these people, a lot of them have issues. In fact, they all have issues. We all do. And it's very much advised that you go real slowly before you embrace any type of therapy that sounds novel and new and strange, like injecting hydrogen peroxide. I would be very careful even thinking about doing something like that. Just remember what Eric has said about oxygen and oxidative stress. It can be a killer. No question.
Yeah. I mean, the spike protein produces plenty of oxidative stress all by itself.
All right. I think we've hopefully put some bees in some bonnets and things to think about. Using oxygen as a therapy, MMS, CDS, hydrogen peroxide injections, hydrogen peroxide nebulized. Oxygen.
You can really do some burn your mouth, burn your, as he described. I mean, that must have been hideous. Poor man.
From that letter, I got the idea that she somehow knew that family. In advance, they didn't call her and say, "Hey, we need some help here." There was some.
Well, right. He had said that she had appeared on their Israeli live news. Israeli,
right.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
A few times, and then they spotted something kind of awry in her, and began to distance themselves. But then she must have heard that they were struggling with this illness in December of 2021? Yeah, and offered to help and. Seemed like was rather insistent on helping, and they were desperate. They didn't want to go to a hospital, and who can blame them? So they accepted her help.
Right. Well, that would have been before the air crash, I believe.
Yeah. Yep.
So, all right. Well, there you go. So anyway, we gave you the whole update on the summer boot camp that you can sign up for in a virtual sense if you want. So take a look at that and just drkarrymoudet.com. I think that's the URL. And there you go. All right, that's our latest update. We didn't get a chance to do a couple things, but hopefully that'll be helpful to one degree or another from most everyone. All right, foremost everyone. Thank you, young lady. Talk soon.
Okay, my pleasure. Happy 4th of July.
Yeah.
Good night, everyone.
Well said. All right, stand by. We'll be right back with Mitch Henderson. And he has some really big updates from the U.S., NATO, Ukraine, we'll throw them in there just for fun, war against Russia. Stay tuned.